Walking this talk together.
Every hour.
Every day. This is 702.
Let's walk the talk.
19 minutes before 5 a.m. And as usual, I'm so happy, I'm blessed, I'm excited to have Liesel van der Westhuizen in the studio for our Fitness Friday for all fitness levels, looking at Fab Fun Fitness events. Good morning, Liesel.
Good morning, Masanga. Always when it's weekend, I get people asking me going at the last minute, what can we do? Or on a Monday morning, they go, why didn't you tell us about what was happening? So we started this regular Friday, let's call it the Friday Fitness Gig Guide. So it's, you know, you get your normal gig guide where you can see where the bands are and what concerts are happening. Now I'm going to be telling you about the different activities that can keep you fit, healthy and social.
I love how dynamic your themes and topics are, and also you're someone who's evolving and growing. What is a backrunner? So some of your descriptors are backrunner. I look at these things. Backrunner, participator and chief motivator. I love all those titles.
So I'm never the fittest when I say I'm participating. I'm never in the front of the pack. I might look like I have the world's longest legs and I can run for days. I look like a giraffe that has broken its back legs when I run. That's an example that a journalist actually used to describe me one day. Because I look so terrible. So I thought, well, I'm not going to be the world's best runner, but I can be the world's best motivator from the back. And I just cheer people when I go past them or run with people at the back. And instead of turning the insult into a insult, I turned it into something fun.
You're such a dope person, but I do want to know who this journalist is, just between you and me.
I can't mention it because it's another radio station, so we'll ignore them. Doesn't count.
I'll talk to my other friends that no one knows about. But we're starting off in Gauteng, quite interestingly.
Lots and lots happening. So grab those diaries. First email came through from Caroline, who's the founder of the non-profit organization Fix a Woman's Crown, a foundation that supports gender-based violence support survivors and victims. And they are hosting a walkathon, a Worth Your Health workathon. So it's Know Your Worth Health walkathon. We'll try that again. It's Know Your Worth Health walkathon. A big mouthful, but definitely a worthy cause. It's taking place in Ramsar Stadium in Roodepoort on Saturday, the 1st of April. All the funds raised enable implementation of much needed healing programs with the various beneficiaries. So fixacrown.org. You'll be able to find out more or just email Caroline, carol@fixacrown.org. Then the Modern Mystery School of South Africa would like to invite you to join them on the 1st of April for their first international charity drive to run and walk and donate with them. You, a family member or anyone can join them for their 8K run or walk happening in Joburg. They'll be meeting on 130 Boeing Road East in Bedford View at 7 a.m. with a full day of activities planned. And they're supporting the Al Shamama Baby Home in Need. This is an amazing baby home that needs a lot of support with babies and to help them to shape their better future. These are abandoned babies. So you can find out more with alshamamababies.co.za, and their home is in Germiston if you'd like to find out more. And interesting, the run is happening in Joburg, Toronto, as well as various other states in the US, Japan, London and Europe on the same day to bring light and empowerment to all women and children, and all the proceeds going to the Al Shamama Baby Home for Abandoned Babies. Then for book lovers, you're invited to the Bukibani Cycle Clinic, and that's happening at JB Active Four Ways Mall near the Toys R Us, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. On the 1st of April, the cost is 250 Rand plus one book donation, and they are bringing you a cycling clinic if you want to learn to cycle. And what I love about what Bukibani does, and I follow them on Instagram and Facebook, they actually raise funds through their cycling to get books or book donations to build a library in Soweto and various other places that need it. So that's tomorrow, 10 a.m., 250 Rand and a book donation. And then finally, I'm not sure, you lived in Joburg for a while. Melville Kopjes, did you ever go hike there?
Many times.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah.
Well, Wendy Carstens, who is a permanent volunteer and gardener at Melville Kopjes, 77 years of age, going strong, volunteering all the time, sent us this info on Melville Kopjes.
Melville Kopjes is a pristine indigenous nature reserve and heritage site in the middle of Joburg. It has a bit of everything: indigenous grasslands, forests, a little river, rocky ridges and panoramic views, plus an archaeological site with relics of earlier inhabitants. Melville Kopjes is open every Sunday morning between 8 and 11:30 a.m. Visitors can hike, walk with family, friends, or alone. It is easy and therapeutic to follow a fitness regime in such unspoiled surroundings. The cost is 90 Rand per person and 50 Rand for under 18, and all funds are used for the maintenance of the corpies by the Volunteer Management Committee. For further details, please look at www.mk.org.za. And if you want to see a pictorial record, our Facebook page, Melville Corpies One Word, has ongoing pictures of events. We'd love to see you on the Corpies if you're a Joburg. And for Cape Townians, it's also very, very special.
And that's Wendy just telling us a bit more. If you'd like to find out, www.mk.org.za, and you can either get a season ticket, which is available, or you can just go 90 Rand per person, 50 Rand for under 18s. And what I love is there's a whole group of volunteers that actually look after the corpies. Wow. It is a safe walking area. The gates are open between 8 a.m. and 11:30 on every Sunday. So you get a chance to be able to walk there safely or run there safely.
I'm so interested in those volunteers. I hope they remunerate. I mean, this kind of history is important. Oh, come on.
But you know what? It's so incredible to see. And Wendy's daughter also sent me an email to tell me about her mom volunteering there. Teresa sent an email about Wendy, Teresa's Wendy's daughter, saying my mom is so active and fit and loves volunteering. She's a permanent volunteer and gardener at Melville Corpies. And I think it's great that if you're retired and you're looking for something to do, I know my mom's an avid gardener, also retired, also volunteers in a local garden community. So there's so many of these places out there. And I can also tell people, if you're in an area and you're looking for something, do let us know. But we're going to jump over to some Cape Town activities. Take a listen to this. The Tutu Tigers are doing the Lemkis Run. And you're looking at me going, Tutu Tigers, what are they? They're some incredible people that support the Tigerberg Hospital Children's Trust, dressed in tutus. They're called the Tutu Tigers, and it is just the best.
I love it.
On the 1st of April at 7:30 at Lemkis on the 26th St. George's Mall, so 26th Street St. George's Mall. The place is called Lemkis. If you're a sneakerhead, you'll absolutely know where it is. It's a flat course along the foreshore, the waterfront, and back. So if you want to bring youngsters in a pram, or if you want to just run yourself or walk, you're welcome to just 5Ks of walking. And the funds raised go to the Tigerberg Children's Hospital Trust. You can just find out more on Tutu Tigers Facebook page. Then Melkbos Athletics Club, just off the N7 towards Malmesbury, is hosting the Kapaya Wine Farm, or a run on the Kapaya Wine Farm, 6 a.m. on the 1st of April. Fully stocked water points. Mm-hmm. They made a big note to tell me that, and snack tables. So you know it's going to be a good event.
Love the snack tables.
Yeah, we love. I'm all for the snack table in any event.
I think I think about the snack table more when the event starts.
Don't joke, I'm there too. And I keep counting the 5Ks down for this. You can run a 10, a 20 or 30K off pristine back roads, which are very safe. There's a sweeper vehicle available on the day. And the Melkbos Athletics Club is doing this to support a multiple sclerosis fundraiser. So it's a good cause, and you know you're running for a difference. Then he has a pawsome event for us. I did say pawsome.
Yes, I'm waiting patiently before I respond.
It's called Paddle for the Paw. It's a stand-up paddle event for the entire family. And even if you've never stand-up paddled before, this is a great introduction for first-timers. There's amazing auctions and raffles up for grabs. Donations of pet food are welcome. It's the LEAPS, the Lambert Bay and Eerlands Bay Animal Protection Services that are putting this together along with the team from Stand-Up Paddle Cape Town. You can get hold of Catherine at leaps.co.za or Sub Club Cape Town on their Facebook page. We'll have more details. And let me just describe what it's going to look like. A whole lot of kids having fun on a 10-person inflatable stand-up paddle board, which is really incredible to see. Or you're going to see owners and their dogs on their stand-up paddle boards together racing in events, or you're going to see beginners just having fun. So it's a great introduction to stand-up paddling and a great introduction to this really inclusive and welcoming community. So I definitely give that event a thumbs up for any animal lovers.
And I don't know where you need to write this gig guide, but just for our listeners, where can they follow you on your pages? Because this is so much fun. And it's insightful, and it really is awesome, to be honest. Pawsome.
At Liesl Online on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook, and TikTok. And I'll share the details of any of the events. Or if you've got any events also, let me know so we can feature it and get more feet through the door or paws on paddles.
That's our Fitness Friday for all fitness levels with Liesl van der Westhuizen. Thank you, Liesl.
Thanks, Asanga.